Most of the U.S. Midwest will likely see a mixed bag of weather this week. The northwestern portions of the region will likely see the best weather with the least amount of rainfall in it. The Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, at least the northern half to two-thirds of Iowa, and northeastern Nebraska will all go without much in the way of significant rainfall over the next 7 days. There will be a good chance for rain early next week, though, beginning maybe on Sunday in some of the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt and advancing eastward across the Midwest on the 13th and 14th. The storm system will certainly produce widespread precipitation and will set back fieldwork for a short period of time. Now, for the northwestern areas that will be dry most of this week, that disruption is not likely to have nearly as much impact as it may on the eastern portions of the Midwest, where rain will be more common this week. Ohio, portions of Indiana, Kentucky, even some areas in Illinois will likely see some rainfall over the next couple of days, and the precipitation will be most significant in the eastern parts of that region. Some areas in Ohio and Kentucky may end up with 7 or 8 tenths of an inch of moisture, whereas central Illinois may pick up on 2 or 3 tenths of an inch, maybe something a little bit greater. The precipitation in the lower eastern Midwest will not be just confined to the next couple of days. The remnants of Tropical Storm Simon will move across the central U.S. plains on Wednesday and Thursday and force its way into the Ohio River Basin on Thursday, and will likely see additional rain occur in the Ohio Basin at that time. Rain totals might end up running 1/2 to 1.5 inches, some local totals over 2 inches in a few locations, and that moisture on top of the moisture that will occur here over the next 2 days, and that which is going to come on the 13th and 14th, will result in slow field working progress across most of those areas. Outside of that delay, once we get behind the 13th and 14th storm system, a big part of the Midwest will likely experience good drying conditions. The second half of next week into the following weekend is the time period we're focused on. The temperature bias this week will be fairly close to normal seasonable readings. It means that we'll see highs in the 50s and 60s across the northern portions of the Midwest, while readings in the south will be in the 60s and 70s. And we'll expect this trend to be more or less the dominating feature for this week, at least as far as temperatures go across the region. We'll look for the low temperatures at night to run in the 30s and 40s across northern portions of the Midwest, while readings in the south will be mostly in the 40s with a few lower 50s. The temperatures will likely work against the drying that's needed across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, obviously not quite warm enough to stimulate a real good rate of drying when it's not raining. But it's still better than it could be. We are still going to see enough evaporation that once we get into next week, there should be a pretty quick return to the fields, and some areas will be able to proceed with field work between the rain events that are expected this week. In the meantime, a quick comment about hard red winter wheat country. The rains that come from the remnants of Simon are expected to bolster soil moisture in some of the driest areas in Kansas and Oklahoma over the middle part of this week. That will be a big boon for winter wheat emergence and establishment. Some of those areas have seen less than half of normal rainfall since early September, some areas less than 25% of normal. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.